stick together, there's never a doubt. So pull up a chair and let's talk man to man.
What's up, podcast fam? Episode 42 of the Dad and Griffin Pod. I'm Griffin.
And I'm Dad.
What's up, peeps?
What's up, peeps? Man.
Shout out to Jackie Robinson.
Oh, episode 42.
Yeah.
But before we get into anything, did you notice anything different about the beginning of our pod today?
We have an intro.
We have an intro. Holy buckets. We are official. How good are we? We are official. Thank you to Kitty Divine and the...
Big whoop.
Man. I just feel like there's a totally new energy with the pod. We've got rid of those dumpy anchor little music things.
Ew.
And now we have professional music.
What if Anchor's just going to kick us off for saying that?
No way. I'll tell them to their face. I'll tell them right to their face.
You're putting no fighting words.
Yeah. But we can't talk too much trash, right? I mean, they got us to where we are. 1,700 listens, a whole bunch of happy peeps in the streets.
Did you say 1,700 listens?
1,700 listens, yep. Yep.
That's almost 2,000.
It's crazy, yeah. It's insane. We're flying, bro. We're flying.
Let's talk man to man.
Yeah, I know. I've been singing it all day. I've been singing it all day.
Let's pull up a chair. Let's talk man to man.
Good thing you didn't sing it. Good thing we got pros to sing it.
Let's talk man to man.
Get in some trouble.
And we'll figure it out.
Good thing I didn't sing it either.
We'll figure it out.
We'll leave it.
If we stick together, there's never a doubt.
This is what we'll know. This is what we know for sure. We leave things to the professionals, right?
Yeah.
If you want to be an international podcast star, I leave that to you. If you want to be a superstar musician, we'll leave that to Aunt Mary Jo and Uncle Phil.
And right? If you're a weirdo like Vladimir Crouton or Barry from Hockey Night in Canada or Squeegee Weegee guy.
Squeegee Weegee. You mean Ravioli a Squeegee? Yeah, if you want to be a weirdo, Squeegee, we leave it to the weirdos.
Squeegee Weegee.
If you want to be a cute little redhead, you can be a marketing director. Right? You leave it to the professionals. Either way.
You want to be a CEO gray hair person?
Oh, man, come on. Take it easy. Allegedly, mom's getting a haircut tomorrow from a professional, by the way. Speaking of professionals.
Is that you?
No. Heck no. She's going to actually the person who normally does her hair.
Man, my hands smell bad.
What? 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 Why?
I just took my hands in hockey gloves that I've been wearing for
We had a good hockey session out on the driveway, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a real good hockey session. And your hockey gloves smell, honest to God.
Smell like worm poop?
Your hockey gloves smell like worse. I can't even come up with anything that would rival the smell of your hockey gloves.
A right? Skunk's butt?
I would rather smell a skunk's butt than smell your hockey gloves. They are atrocious.
Well, that means I work harder than a skunk, so yeah. I just need credit for that.
Yeah, you work hard. I agree with that. I'll give you credit for that.
Yay! You got the ice again.
Happy Thursday, man. How was it? Here we are again at the end of a week.
Yep.
And tomorrow's Friday. It's supposed to get some major rains tonight. I don't know when that's going to happen, but...
It's raining tacos on Friday.
I wish it was raining tacos. That'd be amazing.
Taco Bell.
Gosh, I can't get over it. The family, by the way, is so stoked about that song.
Yeah.
I
have a lot of family stories that I never even knew about.
What do you mean?
Like that we had our own hap shop.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like way back in the day, right?
Yeah, and we even have a band.
We have a band. Yeah. I love the use of we there. That's good usage of we. Yeah.
It's so crazy how my family just does that.
They're so talented, right?
Yeah.
You got a talented fan, bro.
And I have a judge court person.
Who's that?
That bosses lawyers around. That gets the right to boss lawyers around.
Oh my gosh, you're on fire. I love it. Oh, do you think you're like, you've got this newfound like comedy streak in you, which I think is awesome, by the way. And I've noticed it since the beginning of the pod for sure, but definitely within the last week, you've really gone to a different level. And I think I have a, jeez.
So with burps.
Oh my gosh. You're seriously becoming a liability on this podcast.
Whoa.
I mean, I just never know what you're going to say. We edit more of your stuff out now than we ever used to in the past.
Oh, please.
Toots, burps, inappropriate comments.
Toots, burps.
And inappropriate comments.
Hey, you fart on the podcast.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You ripped one.
Smell like a bucket of roses. What are you talking about? Anyway, back to what I was saying.
That has spent 50 years in my hockey gloves.
Oh my gosh. I think I have a theory about where this newfound like comedy streak is coming from in you.
Comedy streak.
You've been watching so much America's Funniest Home Videos that I think it's unhealthy. I think you have an unhealthy view of society and people from that show. Nobody can see what you're doing right now. You're just being goofy. Are you loving that show?
Yeah, it's so funny.
I think it's actually kind of perfect. It serves a great purpose at the end of our day. It's not it's not a totally inappropriate show, right?
But there's a lot of undies in that show.
Yeah, there's a lot of undies. There's some pretty good potty humor in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, after you've been
favorite one.
After all you've done is schoolwork and just like boom, 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 minute by minute, hour by hour schedule, you can totally unwind with that show, right? And get out literally thousands of giggles. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
I mean, the giggle factor on that show.
Miss Maggie started
crying. Through the roof.
Miss Maggie started crying.
And I love that. I mean, that show, I should have Googled this before the show, and I'll find out for tomorrow. That show has been around, my guess is for over 30 years. Maybe 30 years is where I'd set the over under. 1990.
Okay.
There used to be a host. The host of that show when I was growing up.
Bob Hamilton Plumbing.
Nope, but his name was Bob. Bob Saget.
Bob Sagety.
Bob Saget.
Bob Sagety.
And it was a great show. Still is a great show, and it's just amazing to me what people capture on their home video, right?
Yeah.
Imagine what people capture now on their iPhones, right?
Yeah.
Crazy town.
Like a cat getting on the front of a car. Like, how do they capture that?
It's just cameras are in weird places, and they capture weird things, right?
So when this kid was trying to go down, like, this huge water slide, like, it's like 100 feet long.
Yep.
And it goes like swirly, swirly.
Yeah.
And his dad was trying to push him in.
Yeah.
But then his dad slipped over the kid and fell in.
And fell in himself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sounds like that's called karma.
And the kid said, "Bye, bye, daddy."
And the sounds dad like was, the karma monster got him.
And the dad said, "No wonder we got separated a lot."
All right. Well, that's been a great addition. I think Thompson and Elizabeth are watching that show, like we said yesterday, nonstop. So that makes me happy, too.
And I wonder if Thompson's playing Zuba.
I don't know. We'll have to ask him. We have a weekend full of Zoom ahead of us or FaceTime, right? You haven't FaceTimed with Elizabeth much this week.
Yeah, I haven't.
You've been dialed in on the regimen this week, right? You've been like boom, boom, boom. Dialed. You've been plugged in. I think you've had a pretty good week.
I did.
Yeah. Good. Awesome. All right. You want to talk about best thing you saw today?
Yeah.
I've got mine. Do you have yours?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Best thing I saw today.
It's not written down here, so you've got to come up with it on your own.
Oh, best thing I saw today was easy.
What?
I broke my Wormax record.
Your Wormax record?
Yeah.
Jeez, so video games?
Yeah.
You broke your Wormax record. What was your old record?
It's Slither.io.
Oh, Slither.io.
I beat it by 2 points.
2 points?
Yeah.
Jeez. It's so weird. You strive to break your Worm Max record.
I strive to break my Peloton record.
Which I did this week, for the record. Thank you very much.
Peloton does not help me sleep, Mom apparently says.
Oh, you mean the Peloton meditation?
Yeah.
It helped for a little while.
Yeah,
I know the surefire way that helps you fall asleep every time.
What? If you don't know what he's doing, he's pointing to himself.
This guy's got two thumbs and he's pointing at himself.
You know when you point to yourself, you have three fingers pointing back to the other person behind you.
Okay, all right. I'm the closer.
Well, I would agree.
I'm the closer.
Yeah. Because I count sheep all the time.
I read really, really well.
Yeah. And then when I go to bed...
When the book closes, I'm pretty snuggly.
And
I fall asleep before you do, so I don't move around a lot.
And you're the heaviest heavy blanket
I'm a great heavy blanket. Best thing I saw today... I went into the office today to do work for the first time in over 2 months. How about that? That was something else. It was great to see the team.
I have a good would you rather for you.
It was just great to see people, right?
I have a good would you rather for you.
You have no interest in my sentimental moment about seeing my work family?
Yay, I agree from just whatever you just said. Yay.
Brutal. 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 All right, that was the best thing I saw today, was my work fam.
Would you rather?
No, we're not doing would you rather. We're going to go into calls.
Oh, wow.
Two calls. Elizabeth hits us with a Thinking Thursday. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Thinking Thursday.
Yeah.
She has a math-themed Thinking Thursday.
And I got these right off the top of my head.
Well.
The second one I had to think about.
But can I get some credit for the second one?
Yeah, you helped me out with the second one, but the first one, I just got it.
I had to write it out for you. I mean, can we be a team on this?
Yeah, I know, but Elizabeth told me and just...
But...
I know, but when you told me...
But I wrote it out. You wouldn't have been able to follow any of this, and if I think that we're a good team...
Because I can't read your handwriting.
Jeez. No love. Just get no love. I wrote these out. I did the math on paper. And I was the one who got the second one. Jeez almighty. And then, guess what? One day you have Barry from Hockey Night in Canada.
One day you
the
have...
The next day you have, without a doubt... Luigi. Without a doubt, you have Vladimir Crouton. Right? So we got a call from Vladimir Squeegee Crouton today. Luigi. You want to get into it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Elizabeth is going to start us off first with...
Hey, Uncle Greg and Griffin, it's me, Elizabeth. And it's Thinking Thursday with a little math in it. Here is the first question. When Lisa is 6, her sister Lucy is half her age. If Lisa is 42 today, how old is Lucy? Here's the second. I added 5 to 9 and you get 2. The answer is correct, but how? Answer those two on the pod. Bye, boy.
Good questions, Elizabeth.
Okay, math-themed questions. We've perked up the ears of our math teacher. Grandparents,
yep,
are math fiends in the Dad and Griffin Pod Nation. Everybody's ears are perked up. They've got their pen and their paper. They're writing it down. You ready?
They got their nerd glasses on.
First one.
Can I answer the first one?
I'm gonna list it out, and then you're gonna tell us how to do it. Lisa's 6.
Yeah.
Her sister Lucy is half her age. How old does that make her?
What?
Oh my gosh. You don't even listen on your own podcast?
I do.
Lisa is 6.
Okay.
Lucy, her sister, is half of her age.
3.
That makes her 3. Lisa's 6. Lucy's 3. When Lisa's 42, how old is Lucy?
Lucy is 39.
Which is 42 minus
3.
39.
It's not that hard when you think about it.
Well, you just have to go slow, right?
If you go fast,
you know what you're going to say?
21.
You're going to say 21, exactly right. Because you're thinking half of her age. You're like, 42, half of that, 21. Boom, got it. Nope, not true.
Dingus person.
Gosh, all right, good. All right, second one. This one's challenging.
Yeah, you help me out with this.
Do you think the podcast fam is going to love your ice clanking around and then your cup slamming on the counter? No. That's annoying. Come on. Jeez almighty. All right. You add 5 to 9 and you get 2. She says the answer is correct, so don't worry about that. But how is it correct?
Can I explain?
Let's figure it out.
So you start at...
You got to get away from regular numbers, right? And get into what kind of numbers?
Time.
And, time.
Yeah.
Time.
Because if you go to 5 o'clock and you add 9, it's 2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. in the morning.
It's 2 a.m. in the morning. Or it could be 2 p.m.
2 p.m., 2 a.m.,
yeah.
Whatever you do.
So if you had 5 o'clock and you added 9 hours, or if you had 9 o'clock and you added 5 hours, you get yourself 2 o'clock.
Simple math.
Simple math, he says, Elizabeth. Hate to break it to you, but I think we cracked your math code today on Thumbtack Thursday. Oh, excuse
what
me.
Did you say?
Excuse me. Thinking Thursday. Excuse me.
Thumbtack Thursday.
Oh, sorry.
I think Luigi Exqueezy.
Thumbtack Thursday. All right. Ready for Vlad Crouton? He's got some good hockey knowledge. He's got some good hockey knowledge in here for you. Here he goes.
Hello. Here is speaking French journalist calling from Moscow. Paris. Why you allow Barry from Canada to make crazy statement about hockey every time? He knows nothing. Maybe he is good for fishing. Oh, come here, little fishy. Come here, little fishy. Bite to my hook. Not like man, Alexander Mikhailovich Ovechkin. He come from Team Dynamo in Moscow. Now in domination of USA. Maybe Barry should visit Siberia Village to see for himself, using wooden skates and helmet made from coconut shell. Everyone know hockey invented in Russia. We have frozen river. We have farmer field made from ice. We have so many hockey puck men in government administration. Russia is winning.
Actually, he's wrong about the Russia thing.
What do you mean?
Hockey was not invented in Russia.
Really? Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah, it was invented in England.
Oh, Scotland.
Yeah.
That's what Barry said.
England, yeah.
Now we gotta... It's tough enough to fact check for us. Now we gotta fact check the listeners? Jeez almighty.
Barry
and Vlad sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Oh. Man. I think the total opposite.
Vlad is an angry dude, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got something for Barry in Hockey Night.
Squeegee. I think a squeegee kind of sounds like Vlad Crouton.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know. One's Italian and one's Russian. Doesn't sound anything similar to me. I like when he goes, here, little fishy,
come on,
bite to my hook. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. All right, good calls tonight, peeps. Thursday, episode 42. This one's for the record books, isn't it? My goodness. All right.
Man,
State Farm joke of the day?
Yeah.
Here we go. Can I do it?
Yeah.
Or do you want to do it? Do you want to read it? You don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
You want to read it right now while I'm talking?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do it. State Farm joke of the day. Ready?
Yeah. I remember when you regretted it doing that?
What?
When you tried doing the joke of the day?
Why did I regret it?
When you said that...
You're the one who gets so fired up about these jokes, you think they're so funny before you even finish them, and then all of a sudden nobody knows what the punchline is.
What do you...
Okay, what do you do if you find a bear in your toilet?
I don't know.
Let it finish. I think I have a new theory about State Farm joke of the day. Do you want to hear what it is?
Yeah.
So every time people call in or write us a note... Or send us a message, or even make us a song. You know what they say? They're like, I want to hear Griffin's giggle more. So I think I'm going to take over State Farm joke of the day.
Dun, 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 dun.
Because then I can tell the joke, and you can do the laughing, and everybody can get...
No, I can do the crying.
Everybody can do... We can give the peeps 2 times what they want. A funny potty joke and you giggling and laughing.
Well.
Because when you tell the joke,
I would rather
not a whole lot of laughing, right? You're so busy screwing the joke up.
Man, really?
You're so busy telling the joke that you don't.
And your chest hair is growing out of your shirt.
Oh, whatever. That you don't even get to. You don't even get to laugh. All right, so that's a theory that we're going to try.
No, it's not.
Okay, anyway.
I disagree.
Have you ever found a bear in your toilet?
Yeah.
You have?
I let it finish.
After Sissy's been in there?
That's the funniest joke I've ever heard. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's funnier than America's Funniest Videos.
Hey, I'll tell you what. That's the price you pay if you don't hit the flush button. If you don't flush, you get put on blast on the Dad and Griffin Pod. Right?
Yeah, she actually doesn't flush.
She doesn't flush.
Just put her in a bucket and then she'll poop and then put it in
all
the
right.
bucket.
Enough of that for one day. All right. Are you shouting anybody out in this pod?
Yeah.
Who are you shouting out? Oh, man. Caught you unprepared. Who are you going to shout out today?
Squeegee?
Yeah. Okay.
Luigi Squeegee.
Shout him out.
Luigi.
All right.
I think he would be a good character.
All right, peeps. Come find us on Twitter. Same name, same place, at Dad and Griffin on Twitter. If you want to send us an email, you know the number, dadandgriffinpod@gmail.com, right?
Yep.
Come find us on Apple Pods. Listen to all 42 episodes wherever you want, whenever you want. It's the best. 42 episodes, that's a super ton of content, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Before we send it off, the peeps should know that we are going to have another Kitty Divine and the Big Whoop on the outro, right?
Yeah.
Kind of edited the song up a little bit. You heard on the intro. On the intro, you heard the first half of the song. And on the outro, you're going to hear the second half of the song. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. All right.
Send us into the night, brother.
Keep your head up and your stick on the ass. Goodbye, peeps.
The river has water and the sun has a beam. Chair, and let's talk man to man.